All right, today we're going to go a different direction, but it is about health issues. A place you may not have thought of, but something that is a command from God. It is one of the Ten Commandments, probably the one most overlooked, the least followed, and yet it's a command, not a suggestion, and it affects our health. According to the National Institute of Health, stress can have a major influence upon our mood, our sense of well-being, behavior, and health. And acute stress in young, healthy individuals may impose a health burden. And if we don't learn how to manage stress, it can damage our health. It can affect our psychology, our mental health. And persistent ones where we don't learn how to cope with and treat it properly, it can cause all kinds of havoc. Now, does God have an answer for this? Yes, and it's called Sabbath, a time each week where we set aside to spend time with God and we stop working like we normally do. We do something different that day. Sean Nemesek, who is the West Michigan Regional Director for Pastor in Residence Ministry, he's also the co-host for the Hope Renewed podcast, and he's been a pastor for over 18 years. In fact, he's a third generational pastor. In his article, Searching for Shalom, which means peace, the importance of Sabbath rest. So the opposite of stress is peace. But notice the word rest is in the letters stress. So if we turn our time to rest, we will lessen stress. So he says, do you ever feel restless, uneasy, empty, or disconnected? If so, you lack shalom. The Hebrew word, it means peace, but it means more. Derived from a root that means completeness or wholeness. It's a blessing, divine grace. It also has the connotation of soundness, health, safety, and provision. I mean, just think about it. When you hear the word peace, doesn't that sound good? God has designed a simple way for us to experience peace, and it's called Sabbath, to stop, to cease, to rest. And it is something that He designed that we need. He thinks that we resist honoring this command and having a day of rest because it reminds us that we're not in charge. And second, it requires that we express dependence on God rather than being self-reliant. So there are several reasons that he says keeping Sabbath is following God's example. Sabbath is an act of worship, and Sabbath rest is good for us. So knowing that, what are some ways in which we can have a good Sabbath? And then let's stop and pray that we honor God by doing this. So as I read this list that we created based on some of the things that the pastor shared, consider some of these ways to have a good Sabbath and add creatively to your own. One, stop working for a day. In other words, stop doing what you normally do in 24 hours. Second, focus on the presence of God in your life. If He's in you, He's in you. He's there. He says He'll never leave you. Then talk to God about the stressors in your life and where you lack peace. Acknowledge that not honoring the Sabbath has been something you have been doing, and repent of it. Confess it. Ask God how He wants you to enjoy and honor Him on this day off. Read His word for insight. Go outside, look at His creation, and thank Him for it. The fresh air, the scenery, the mountains, hills, wherever you live, flowers, birds. Sing a song. Sing one that comes to your mind, or a worship song, or sing along with ones that you like. Spend some quality time with people. Know that the word Sabbath also means intermission. So do something that's a break for your body, your soul, and your spirit. Read something different that you normally couldn't during the week that would help build you up. Do something for your body that would give it a time of rest and refreshment and rejuvenation. And certainly do something for your spirit to build that up. And then lastly, remember, intermission means in between. This day will end and you'll be back to work tomorrow. and the timeout will turn your stress into rest. Take one day a week, honor God with this fourth commandment, not the suggestion, and discover the health benefits. So, Father God, we pray that all of us are challenged by this. We pray that we would begin to honor you one day a week, even if it starts with just a few hours, but objectively that we aim and goal for one whole day, that we do something completely different every day, picking a day that works for us. It doesn't have to be Sunday because people work sometimes on that day or they minister all day long. Pick a day that works for you where you can truly honor God and make it a big deal. And then, Father, we pray that as people do this, they will begin to discover the benefits that it has in the stressors in their life and in the things that cause our health to have issues. In Jesus' name, have a good Sabbath and turn your stress into rest, because rest will reduce your stress.